you may never know, Uther. I intend to live forever.
How dare you show your face here? Faces.
Don't laugh at that, you idiot!
A lot of story there, a lot of lore. For those of you who are into that kind of thing, I love you.
Welcome to Live, Laugh, Lore, the podcast that explores where we've been and where we may go next in the world of Warcraft.
Welcome, everyone, to Live, Laugh, Lore, episode 146, the show that is bringing more explosions to Warcraft lore. Kaboom. Or something like that. Yes. Each episode we'll check in, have some laughs, and talk all about the lore of Warcraft, one or two topics at a time. My name is Allie, the one that will probably be super easily amused by 11.1. And today I'm joined by the one that will probably also enjoy the shenanigans of 11.1. It's Jin.
Yeah, it's very possible. That's highly likely. Good chances.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right up there. Mm-hmm. Yep, it's going to happen. For sure. I don't see why it wouldn't.
Hey, what you been up to?
Well, I'll just let everyone know the saga of getting the house put together. So last time we left you. So where were we? There's less crap in the house even now because it was painter time. Well, guess what? The painting is done. There's furniture back into the living room. Not all of it. There's still some work to be done there. It's not all set back up. In fact, there's a new dining room table that needs to be finished to be assembled, like the Avengers. We need to assemble it.
Right.
But however, I have some. This is the good news. The good news is that things are starting to come together. Bad news is that those painters, those dastardly little painters, decided to not be as careful with the oh so pristine, beautiful hardwood floors. You jackasses!
Oh, no!
So now we have the hardwood floor people coming back out on Friday to fix their stupid mistakes.
Oh no, how bad is it?
It's a couple scratches, but yeah, we showed the guys at the furniture, not the furniture, but the hardwood floor place, and they're like, yeah, well, we're going to have to replace the boards. Luckily, they left us some spare boards, so we have like a pack
and
a half or so to do that, but still, it's like, it's been like 2 weeks. You assholes.
Yeah, that hurts.
You assholes.
That hurts real bad.
Good. So yeah, that's where we're at. It's coming together. It's coming together. It's feeling oh so cozy in there. Like we got a new lamp in there. It's feeling like the vibes are getting really good. I'm really liking the way it's coming together.
Okay.
Still more work to be done though. The work is not done. Work is not done. We're getting there. Next step, we just had people coming out to check out our windows because the windows need to be replaced as well. You got the double paned windows and there's you scrub and there's still schmutz on the window. Well, it's because it's not on the outside. It's on the inside of the windows.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. So that's what's happening. We're getting that fixed. And one of the windows, it looks like frosted glass. It's so bad. But that's because the jackass is rambling his mouth right now. It was stupid oh so many years ago and cracked that window. That's why it looks like frosted. That's why it looked frosted. So,
well, don't crack the window, man.
Yeah, that's what my wife told me when I did it. And yeah, hey, at least that stupid mistake's finally getting fixed. But yeah, that's where we're at today with the things and the stuff. And I don't know. I'm just waiting for 11.1 is where I'm at. And wow, I think I've touched Plunderstorm like onesie twaisies. Cersei's Circlet is still a thing. It has not been upgraded. I'll get to it eventually before the raid, because apparently that's like super good for 11.1.
Yeah.
When I want it. Don't have it yet, but I'll get to that later. I got time. But yeah, that's it for me. So Allie, what you been up to?
Well, not a bunch of house stuff like you and some like taking dogs to the vet stuff. That's just normal checkups and whatnot. I and my lovely guild got the achievements. We did the achievement run.
Oh, you got the really gross looking mount. Congrats.
Yeah, we did. And we did it all one night.
Yeah.
So which
is told you it was pretty easy.
Possibly the first time ever for us. So that was great. Like it definitely took the whole night, but we did it. Very proud of us.
Congratulations.
A couple people. Thank you. A couple people missed, unfortunately. So I think they're going to try to get it done this upcoming week, but I might miss that because I am flying out Friday to Georgia to go see some friends. So I have to like pack and take the dogs to my mom's house and stuff. So I might miss that run, unfortunately, but that's okay. They don't get it, I'll help them next week. What else have I been doing? Time walking.
Oh, time walking. How's that going?
It's the turbulent time ways.
Oh, yes. The thing, it's fun, the thing on the roadmap, I was like, what is that? Because I never anticipated it.
So, yeah, I've been doing that on my priest. I'll get an alt in there when I get a chance, mostly my mage, but I haven't done a whole lot of that. Some delves. I want to get Brand to 60 if I can before season 2, but we'll see if that happens.
That ain't happening for me.
No, probably not. I enjoy delves. I still enjoy delves. I don't do them too often. Like, it's not like I hit them hard every week, but I'll do them here and there. And that's honestly about it. I've been taking some time to play some other games here and there. Some, you know, just there are sometimes you go through phases where your ability to people after work and checking in on the news and stuff, your ability to people is kind of gone. So when that happens, I go play another game.
In the form of Cyberpunk, I'm assuming?
In the form of Cyberpunk, yeah, yes. Yeah. And then I bug Berserker about it, even though I can't people. You know when you can't people, there's still safe people when you can't people? Like,
sure.
Yeah. Like, you're one of them. Like, you're on that list. Obviously, my husband is. So like,
I'm on the list, like, everyone. I made the list.
It's true. And Berserker, exclusive. When I bug him about Cyberpunk, it is a very small list. I, to my friends and people listening, I do like you all and I love you all.
But you're not on the list.
Some are and some aren't. I'm just going to leave it at that. I feel like I'm going to put my foot in my mouth, but I keep talking.
I'll put your foot in your mouth for you. I'll take your foot and be like, here, squish, squish.
I'm flexible. I'm sure I could do that. So instead, I'm going to shut list. My mouth. I'm not on my own list. That's probably true. Let's be honest. I feel like I'm going to stop talking and you should do the Patreon thing now.
Okay. It's sure. Okay. This is goblin-esque related. So I'm terrible at goblin voices, but we're going to give one a shot. Okay. Hey, everyone.
You want to see this show go boom like a goblin's greatest invention? We need your help, you crazy thing called love. Toss a few shiny coins into our Patreon and we'll crank the madness up to 11. Boom. More explosions, more chaos, more behind-the-scenes shenanigans that might just blow your mind, literally, kaboom. Well, with your help, we'll bring even more wild stuff. Gadgets gone haywire and boom, maybe a few accidents. I mean, totally planned accidents. So, what you waiting for? You want to be part of the madness or watch us blow everything up? Stay tuned to the end of the episode to find out how. I don't know if that was a goblin, but that was something.
That was actually pretty good.
Of February, the month of love. And what better way to show your undying affection than by joining Live Laugh Lore's Patreon? That's right. This isn't just any month. It's our Patreon support drive.
That's right. We're on a mission to bring in new patrons. And we've got a spicy goal to prove it. If we hit 5 new patrons, Allie and Jen will sacrifice their taste buds in the name of lore by taking on the Hot Ones Challenge. Because what's love without a little pain, right?
You get extra content, early access, and the joy of knowing your support is making us suffer. It's a win-win.
Skip the chocolates, forget the flowers, and head to patreon.com/livelaughlore to help us reach our goal. Let's make February the month of live, laugh, lore, and love them out. Join now and bring the heat.
What you talking about?
That was something. I don't know what that was.
Well, it was better than I could do. And it was pretty good. I'm impressed. It was good.
No, all you gotta do is you do your gnome voice and you just give a little like Jersey stank to it. And there you go. You got a goblin voice.
I think it's the Jersey stank, whatever you just said, that I'm missing.
The Jersey shank. That's a different thing.
Yes, it is. That's true. I apologize to anyone from Jersey.
I don't think they took offense.
Probably not.
They're like, yeah, that is a different thing.
Anyways, we got an Undermined Zone overview from Blizzard on the 23rd. That's got me really excited about 11.1, so I thought it'd be fun to talk about what we can learn from it, story-wise at least, have a refresher on the names that may have gotten mentioned, and you'll just have a little bit of fun with it. Do you want a deep dive into the lore of goblins themselves, especially like a just nice base foundational lore? Highly suggest you go back to episode 137, where Jin did a great job laying it out for us. Now, for the record, we won't be discussing PTR or spoilers here. This is literally only what Blizzard put out in this article that's on their website right now, live for all the world to see, or in their Warcraft Direct. But first, a commercial break.
Are you tired of these stoneheads droning on and on about rocks?
Actually, they are minerals.
Then come on down to Undermine, a place where dreams are manufactured and sold to the highest bidder.
That's not the slogan.
We got beautiful beaches. Just don't go underwater or in the water.
We got fast cars. Don't ask where we got the parts.
We got dance parties.
Paved streets with real trees. What? What was trees?
Rivers of questionable substance.
Seedy alleyways.
Wait, why are we showing the seedy alleyways?
Mountains of garbage.
No, don't show the garbage. How about our glamorous incontinental hotel?
Or our exotic cuisine. Long lines means it's good, right?
We got shopping.
Golf.
This shirt.
And a giant robot T-Rex fighting a giant cyborg gorilla.
And don't forget about the luxurious Galagio, a monument to our brilliant leader, Jaster Gallywick, shining bright right in the heart of our city.
And if you want to do some business, you can always see what the local cartel's got cooking. Just don't do anything to undermine Gallywicks. That definitely won't end well for you.
But you don't gotta worry about that. Hey, look at the bright light, so pretty. Visit Undermine today.
Bring gold.
This advertisement paid for by Jaster Gallywicks.
What the hell was that? I missed this.
This was Blizzard's social media team knocking out of the park yet again.
Oh, okay. All right. I gotta go make fun of someone for this. All right. Okay, cool. Yeah,
I know you do. Part of the reason I'm playing it here. But honestly, it's just, so it's literally a 1 minute clip on, if you go look up Undermine Zone Overview on the World of Warcraft website, it's right on the article. Like it's fun.
Yeah, it was especially like fun.
The hey, bright lights. Why are we showing them the seedy alleyways? Don't show them the garbage.
It was so good. It's like I have to play this. This is happening.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Well done. Well done to all that did that. That's very funny.
Right? I watched it like twice. Maybe three times. It was good.
I listened to it like 10 minutes before we did this, and I'm like, what the mother effing am I listening to?
Admittedly, it makes more sense when you actually watch it, but it's
I haven't seen it. I've only heard the audio. So if you are like me, you're in good company, I guess. Don't see it.
I'll post the video in Discord. Anyways, so we got garbage, bright lights, the Incontinental Hotel aside. We did get a small, teeny tiny bit of info from this alone. While Gallywicks may be the final raid boss of this tier, he actually has followers in Undermine. Loyal followers. Whether it's for their own safety or they actually believe in him, that remains to be seen. But something kind of to be taken, you know, into thought in your brain as you're thinking about this. Sometimes leaders need to be taken out of power, especially if they're up to some evil shit, like Gallywicks probably is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Gallywicks, everyone.
Gallywicks.
We're talking about Gallywicks right now. Mm-hmm. Gallywicks. Yep. That's it. Only him.
That's all we're talking about right now. So apparently, reading through this article, it also mentions that in 11.1, we're going to be continuing our pursuit of Xalatath through this patch. It's not getting benched during the Goblin patch. No. It's going to continue.
Continue? Okay.
Yeah. I kind of had him. I don't know how she's going to play into this. So I was like, is she going to be benched? What's going on here? Mm. I don't know. Jen, can you read the little description down in the article for us about 11.1?
Okay.
As the adventure continues in the war within, travel deep into the capital of Goblin's Trade Empire, Undermine. Continue the pursuit of Xalatath to confront Gallywix's forces in a sprawling city street of a city suffering from a conflict between the four major cartels. Bilgewater, my hometown, Blackwater, Steve Weedle, and Venture Company. Them guys are great. While at Undermine, learn more about goblin culture and society. Yeah, I'll tell you about mine. What's important to them? The problems they're trying to solve. Everything that makes them truly unique. Yeah, I'm very unique. and what they're capable of as a society. We'll dig deeper beyond their humor and explosions, though there is still explosions and a lot of mayhem to be found. I should just do the episode like this the entire time. What do you think? How you doing? I'm walking.
Now I have the warning. And we'll more better time out when I take a drink of my Dr. Pepper. Sure, go for it.
I should just be like, warning, warning, goblin voice incoming.
I'll just have to watch for your facial expression. So right now, from where we are in this moment, can we see how our pursuit of Xalatath is going to continue through the goblin shenanigans?
No, I cannot.
Cause right?
Because she's nowhere to be fine on Siren Isle. I don't know what's happening. Right? It's like here, I'll follow through the through line of what happened so far. She was a jerk, got a really cool city blowed up, and then we're like in the Isle of Dorne. I never saw her over there. Then in the Ringing Deep, she was like messing with the High Speaker. High Speaker was all like, wah, 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 High Speaker. And then Brynth became High Speaker, and Magdy was like, ah, I free thee, wow. And then he's not. And then down in Hollowfall, she was like, wah, 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 voidy shit. And then down in the, Anskehet, we knew what was going on down there. She was dealing with friggin' Anserec, and then,
right,
yeah. You know, Leary was like, bah, bah, and shot the shit out of that thing. And, you know, friggin' voidy stuff came a pouring out after she tried to gobble up all of Beladar's yummy yummies. And then we killed Anserec, and then she was like, I don't, bitch. I don't pity you.
That was such a good cinematic. That moment right there. Yeah.
That was it. That's kind of where we left her. She doesn't pity Anserec, and she didn't show up on Siren Isle. I mean, did I miss something? I don't know.
Oh, I mean,
because 1105 was just like, it's the anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was like, oh, I missed 11.5, and then I was like, no, I didn't. I did not miss 11.5.
Yeah, it was the anniversary, and then 11.7, she wasn't around for Siren Isle. I mean, there was the whole thing with Khagar, where, you know, Khagar spit back out of the dragon, the dragon heart. Wow.
The what now? The dark heart?
Not the dragon heart. The dark heart. Apparently, dragons on my brain. And there has been a thought that we've had where maybe the goblins are going to help her repair it.
Yeah. That's definitely a good guess.
But still, there's no easy sign of here's how Xalatath is going to appear. I mean, she's probably treating Gallywix like a tool because that's what happens, right?
Yeah, so that's probably that could what's be a going thing. On, yeah. I mean, Jaster Gallywix, he was in the Horde. He was right there. He was pretty much Team Sylvanas all the way, going like, I'm in this shit with you, lady. Like, where I'm in it to win it. We're going to do this. And then she buggered off, and he's like, shit, bet on the wrong horse. So now he's betting on Xalatath now? I guess that's kind of where he's at. That's my guess.
I guess.
He's like, hey, Gallywix is back in business, right? That's what he wants to be. And I'm assuming he figured he could do that by aligning himself with the void, with Xalatath specifically. So
the thought of a voidy Gallywix is kind of terrifying.
No more terrifying than just Gallywix himself. The dude's
monk. Fair.
He's just no thank you. No thank you.
just no thank you.
Yeah, that's a no for me. Nope.
Now, just based on, and we'll dig into it more in just a second, but based on what we heard in that little advertisement, and just off this little beginning description here that we've gotten so far, apparently there are Gallywix loyalists here in the Galagio, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Does it surprise you that Gallywix's followers are all gathered down in Undermind? Or did you kind of expect that when we heard we were going to Undermind?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me even in the slightest, because, I mean, Gallywix, I mean, sure, he probably had quite a bit of money and was still able to pay for some stuff. I mean, I don't really know all the details of his quote unquote exile, right? I don't really know exactly how did he just up and leave. Like, I'm not really much of a Horde player at all, so maybe I missed something, but it seemed like he just up and disappeared, and he's like, I'm not in the Bilgewater or whatever anymore. Nope, I don't do that. So I don't know what happened with him. It doesn't surprise me that he's got loyalists, because I'm sure the guy's still got money.
And that makes sense, because in my brain, the way the logicalness in my brain works, I question how anyone could still be loyal to him.
Money.
But a lot of people, yes, exactly.
A lot of money. People that I go, why on earth would you be loyal to that? And I go, oh, money. Okay.
Money.
Money.
Yeah.
Oh, I get it now. Okay, money.
Money makes the world go around, apparently.
Apparently.
Including Azeroth. Well, something we haven't gotten around to at all is talking about the small quest line in 1107. in which Urwena asked for our help. Did you do this quest line?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, good, good, good. So just to sum it all up, they have been investigating the black blood and the corruption it causes. And in the process of this, some of the Harrenir were lost in the field and injured. So we go out and help them. Once we save them, we find out that the rest of the Harrenir are going to retreat to the cradle, you know, their base of operations there, and face the elders and basically ask for forgiveness, probably, while Urwena carries on.
Hanan, where are the others?
This was a mistake, Urwena. Coming here, revealing ourselves to the mortals, getting caught in their affairs. You've put us all in grave peril.
Our goddess is crying out for aid. How can we not answer?
We followed you and your visions this far, but we cannot break the Harrenir's traditions any longer.
It is those very traditions that put our home at risk. You've seen the growing threats here, Hanan. We cannot give up now.
The others and I are returning to the cradle to seek forgiveness. You owe it to them to face the elders by their side.
Tell the elders that the fault is mine, and mine alone. I will face them in time, but for now, my path is here.
Then you will walk it alone. I do not understand your conviction, Urwena, but I do admire it. May the ancient roots of our people ever thrive beneath your steps.
Goodbye, Hanan.
I see wheels turning in your head.
Well, I mean, it was particularly the line that said, our goddess cries out for help, that made me go, interesting, interesting, because clearly, not talking about Ilune, which kind of, I assumed, right? So I incorrectly assumed that their goddess was Ilune. Just because, well, they kind of look like night elves. Well, yeah, no, that's not the case. Because clearly she's talking about Azeroth, talking about the world soul.
Yeah.
Which is interesting that they consider that their goddess. But you know what? Anything of sufficient power and is like, well, that's really scary or that's really cool. Yeah, you totally just call them the god, goddess, but totally makes sense. Seems to me that the prime world soul is could easily be classified as that to, just about anyone.
And you bring up a good point, too, because this whole time we have talked about the goddess probably being a loon. And it kind of makes me want to revisit conversations with them in the past with that lens and to see if we discover something new or rephrase our thinking a bit.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's the problem with the Harrenir. This is the most we've gotten from them pretty much the entire time. Because the Harrenir, for the most part, is go away. We're not allowed to talk to you. Yeah. Like, I mean, you can sit right there. You can sit under my little leafy hut thing, but I ain't talking to you. Go away. And then eventually they just start, like, you click on them and they just look at you. And you're just like, oh, well, this is creepy. I'm going to go sit down. So.
Yeah, now they have the cradle. They have elders.
That's more info than we had before. Yep.
Exactly. We're slowly but surely learning more about them.
That they like their old people. The old people are cool. And they called where they live a cradle, which, I don't know, that's kind of cute, I guess.
Yeah, makes sense. Maybe it's the cradle of life.
I don't know. My brain went to, like, Rockabye Baby or something.
Rockabye Baby. Maybe. Maybe Azeroth made a little cradle for them. We
cradle
don't know.
Will fall. I don't know.
Just like that. Anyways, after this, we protect her while she meditates. We get a chance to see her vision from the world soul, which was awesome. Like, as it was all, Azeroth was like huge. The world soul was huge. Oh, she was just like little looking at it. Like, cool. And in this vision, Azeroth showed her that there was some drilling and hammering taking place deep beneath the surface, clearly hinting at goblin shenanigans. Along the way, we also find out that Gazlo is also on the trail of some big operation in the Rhine Deeps with so many different cartels in the same place. Clearly a very rare thing. Now, this is all taking place at what is called Opportunity Point. And in Arena's scouting in this area, she finds a hologram message that was left for the goblins working there.
Look, pal, the only opportunity here is the one I gave you. Big things are coming, and if you want to be part of it, you better fall in line. Just a Gallywinks. He's back in business.
Back in business. He's back.
Bomb, bomb, bomb.
I mean, yeah.
It's very dramatic. Mm. Very, very dramatic.
So dramatic. The tension. It is a building.
It was a bit of like, oh shit, it's Gallywick's moment kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool. So then, obviously, it's not great. Gazlo sends us to tell Illyria and convinces Arena to join us at the surface. Gasp. Oh my gosh. Going to the surface.
Breaking all the rules.
Where the whole time I was like, she needs to meet Magni. She needs to meet Magni. Hey, guess what? She met Magni, and we're going to listen to that conversation.
Whee!
Best be setting sail to Ironforge. No sense in dawdling.
Are you sure about staying, Dagrin? You could return home with us and study there.
I'm sure, Ma. There's still so much knowledge here, yet to be discovered.
And knowing you, you'll find it all. Keep out of trouble. And make sure Brynth always knows where you are.
Yes, Mum.
Ah, and who is this?
I am called Orwena. I've been told you too have heard the voice of the goddess.
Goddess? You mean Azeroth? I was her speaker for many years, but she's let me go from that service.
Her voice has led me far from my home, seeking a truth I know she wishes to reveal. But my kin, they do not understand.
Aye, it can be lonely following a path that others can't see. But don't make the same mistake I did, putting it all on yourself. Look for those who will walk the path with you. If I've learned anything, it's that we'll always need each other to not lose ourselves on the journey.
You are kind, Magni. I will consider your words carefully.
Best of luck to you, Orwena. One day, when you found what you're looking for, I hope you too find your way home.
That's a good one. I like that one. I like that.
It was good. I loved his words to Orwena there. Applies to our lives as well. It's very touching. Beautiful. The Magnus, the Bronzebeards, are heading off to Ironforge. Going to go take a bench for a bit, which is good. They need to kind of work through some, you know, father-daughter issues and stuff. Magni's got to remember what it's like to be back in the Ironforge, you know, with skin versus diamond and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta get some sleep.
Probably gonna hit up that all-you-can-eat buffet up in Ironforge. He's gotta get himself prepped for the next brewfest. Oh, it's gonna be good.
Oh, man. If Magni's not partying at the next brewfest, I'm gonna be so disappointed.
Oh, he will. Even if they don't even have
him in the game, Blizzard.
You'll know he's there.
Better be.
He'll be like judging the sausage eating contest or some shit. As he's
I need to see him. I need to see him there. Hear me, Blizzard. Make it happen. Any thoughts on that conversation, though?
No, I mean, I don't really have any thoughts other than just like, yeah, it's some damn good advice.
It's good.
You don't have to do it all on your own. You don't have to just assume it's like, well, you know, you've been put on this path and you have this very important mission to do. Blah, 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 blah. Shut up. No. If you get
Did you feel called out?
Stop it. Magni, stop. Stop talking to me directly. it is very good advice. It is very good advice. Look for those that can help. And yeah, it's hard to do sometimes, but you know what? It is
true.
Very good advice. Honestly, some of the best advice you can get as a human being, not just a silly little Warcraft player. Yep.
Exactly. It's true.
Mm-hmm.
I was hoping for a little more of Magni sharing his experience being the speaker, but it makes sense. Like, he's literally getting ready to leave. He's saying his goodbyes. So I get it.
I mean, that would be a really long, stale while listen.
It would, but I still wanted it.
Well, yeah, I think, of course. Like, I can imagine you and I would go for like a 23-minute stale while listen where it's like,
oh, easily.
Oh, when this is stay a while, like, I'm getting the popcorn. Like, I'm ready for this.
I'm getting my blanket. I'm getting some coffee and some popcorn. It's been great.
Like, when you say stay a while, Blizz, like, go ahead. Like, you can extend it. It's fine. When you say a while, I'm going to take that literally, and it's fine if it's a long one. So I can't play the entire clip on an episode. That's fine. I'll chop it up into little bits on the most important things. Maybe I'll do the extended director's cut of an episode where I do play the entire thing. You never know. But yeah, like, that would be fantastic. If we could actually hear this entire thing. It's like, oh yeah, let me tell you what it actually feels like to speak to, you know, Azeroth herself. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. In fact, I don't have the words to describe what it is to be like. And yeah, you could go into that kind of thing with someone who's a little more eloquent than me can maybe describe it, because I can't think of a way other than like, it's really cool. It's really cool. Yeah. But yeah, I'd be down for the literal stay a while and listen.
Yes, very much so. Someday.
Maybe.
Well, now that we have that background refresher of Gallywix's reappearance and Azeroth's warning of drilling and mining, kind of have our little path of how did we get from 11.5, 11.7 to where we are now. And I can share, because it's, again, this is not spoilers, is right on the article that is available for all to see. We start 11.1 by picking up a quest called When Opportunity Explodes from Gazlo and Resnick. And if you remember, Resnick is the Goblin SI-7 agent who went scouting with us in Arwena. And we will be sent to Opportunity Point to do some quests there before being sent to Undermine. Now, Jin, can you share with us what some of the notable places of interest will be when we go to Undermine?
Now be careful if you're about to drink some Dr. Pepper. Okay. I'm just giving you a heads up this time.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I just thought I'd tell you.
Okay, the first one that you gotta be aware of is the Slam Central Station. Get it? The Slam instead of Grand. Ha 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 ha. The home of the rocket drill tray that ferries folks from the Ringing Deep to the Undermine and back again. So it's kind of like the tram. We're going to the Iron Forge to the Stormwind. You know, the trammy thing. But we got, yeah, it's way cooler.
The trammy thing.
It's a rocket drill. It's probably going to explode. Anyway, the next one is really cool. It's the Incontinental Hotel. Get it? It's incontinental instead of a continental. It also sounds like you're incontinent because it's like, I don't know. That's just terrible. Incontinental Hotel. The first stop on your Undermine adventure. According to the hotel concierge. Yes, I know it's pronounced concierge now, people. Parks, top skimmer. The Incontinental Hotel is the best of the best. It's central located. It's full of nasty dark fused thugs. And we keep the crouch populate. Crouch?
What? That's literally what the article said. I promise.
What the fricky frack is a crouch?
It's probably like croach. It's a roach. It's a crouch, maybe.
That's disgusting. The crouch population de-escalated. Nasty shit.
Well, because they're de-escalating it.
Ew.
This being de-escalated for a reason.
De-escalate more. Yuck. Anywho, speaking of the crouches, the Galagio. Feast your eyes on the Galagio. Festooned in colorful lights and lap of gobsled luxury. That's where Gallywix hangs out. Okay, Demolition Dome. This is the good stuff. If you're in the PvP, I used to be. Then I took an arrow to the knee and all that. Anywho, home of the new PvP arena cage of Carnage Demolition. Done is not the faint of... What? How did...
Probably supposed to be Dome. It's probably supposed
help
to be Dome.
Help me out here. Okay, home of the new PvP arena cage of Carnage Demolition Dome is not for the faint of heart, because you might take an arrow to the knee. Okay, Goblin Jin out.
Because now my voice start hurt.
That was like the best of all those things. Yeah, so apparently, I have not looked into it a whole lot because I'm also avoiding spoilers, but I do know the Incontinental Hotel is going to be kind of a big thing. Some about we get some kind of apartment or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it. Like, I'll give you the spoiler-free version. The Incontinental Hotel will upgrade over time based on your renown track in the raid.
Okay. I like it.
Yes, there's a renown.
I did hear about the renown track in the raid. That actually sounds really cool. Pretty excited about that.
Yeah, it's nice because it's like, apparently the skip is going to be tied to the renown as well, from what I've heard, rather than just do, because here's the problem that me, myself, and I, and probably a few others on my raid team run into. Since we tend to only raid, you know, once a week, we do a lot of like holds, like you know, because we get gear through a lot
right,
of things.
Yeah.
Mythic Plus, I'm Mr. Delvies, and I get some, I do that kind of stuff. So, you know, my gear's okay. But anyhow, we have enough gear that we can clear the fight. We just need some repetition on the boss. So we hold lockouts frequently.
Okay.
Okay. So, you know, when you have to complete the quest to kill that one particular boss three times before to get the skip?
Right.
Yeah, I almost never complete. I only remember the last time I completed that quest. Literally do not remember the last time I personally have had a skip. So the fact that it's going to be tied to renown, cool. I think that's actually a really good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that. Very cool. Thanks.
Yeah, that whole, the whole system's good. We're not going to talk about it too much here because we're not like a news podcast. I know they talked about it on the Starting Zone recently. I know other shows have talked about it. I'm a little behind on my podcast right now, but I'm excited for it.
Yeah, it looks cool. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, when we are in Undermine, we will be seeing the four main cartels for the goblins. And we'll get to choose which ones we take a contract from each week and then earn rep with them. And here's another area where we could use a bit of refresher. And this article does give us a little bit of info on each cartel, but then Live Laugh Lore style, we're going to dig a bit deeper on top of that. Now, Jin, you can decide which voice. Yeah, dig deeper. Get it? Because the drilling and the mind. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, Jin, you can decide if you're going to use your Jin voice or your Jin Goblin voice because I don't want to strain your voice too much.
Oh, no, it's good now. It's got a nice rest.
You just refresh it, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, if you want to read us what the article's intro is for the Bilgewater.
Mm, the Bilgewater. Okay, the Bilgewater.
The Bilgewater cartel is Monte Gaslow's crew. From brilliant inventors to explosive geniuses, Bilgewater is home to some of the brightest goblins to ever live. Gaslow, Grapple Hamel, and even Gallywix at one point. They made a big splash joining the Horde, but in Undermine, they can use all the friends they can get. Look for the Bilgewater cartel doing business out of Bilgewater Flats near Demolition Dome. Yep, it's the Bilgewater. That's them guys.
It's true. So Bilgewater is one of the largest cartels, and one we've heard of often in the game throughout our time here. This is, like Jen said, Gallywix's former cartel, and it was the most powerful trading company on Kazan until it was destroyed by Deathwing Shattering, and this cartel aligned with the Horde, and it's technically the cartel of the playable goblin race. Time moved on, Bilgewater popped up here and there. As the Fourth War ended, as we know, the Horde was divided between those following Saurfang and those following Sylvanas. Gallywix followed Sylvanas, as Jim mentioned earlier. Now, after we deal with Nazoth, Thrall discovers that Gallywix left the Horde and the Bilgewater cartel itself. And that's when the Horde Council basically tagged in good old Monte Gaslow to have him take over leading the cartel. And as we read in the
Goblin Way
and the Voices Within short story, he's been working to kind of bring the cartels together, improve goblin life here and there.
And America's doing the opposite thing right now, but that's okay. I mean, it's
we're
not
going
to
talk about that.
We're just going to be like, let's, you know what? They took the wrong example from that book. They're like, Noggenfogger's the best.
Right? Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
But even Noggenfogger started learning his lesson.
Yeah. That's the problem. This is how the Voices Within is a bunch of like liberal propaganda, is because when you actually tell people facts and when you try and tell them like things about reality and say, here's the truth, they believe you and they change their minds. That's not how the real world works. That's not how it works at all. See, you tell them facts in the real world and they say, those are dumb. You're stupid. You're stupid. Yep. That's how Noggenfogger should have reacted.
But we're glad he didn't, and he's growing as a character.
Well, I am very glad, yes. Yep, very glad.
Well, can you introduce us to Blackwater?
Okay, here we go. This is gonna be tough. Okay. All right.
The Blackwater Raiders may be a new cartel, but Baron Rivergaz at the helm, they're already making waves in a shipping and luxury vacation industries. They can move any cargo, anywhere, anytime, and now it's all nice and legal. Well, it's mostly legal. They do all of their dealings out of the Blackwater Marina in Undermine. Yarr.
Barry Rebelgaz, we talked about him not that long ago.
He's just last episode.
He's usually hanging out up in Booty Bay. Yeah.
It's true, because Blackwater Raiders are the goblins that operate Booty Bay. They're the ones we've been seeing since the beginning of World of Warcraft. And again, sounds like Baron Rebelgaz is leading them to this day. They strived to remain neutral in affiliation for quite a while, and possibly still now for all we know, except when it came to the Blood Cell Buccaneers, of course.
Them assholes.
Screw them. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Although I technically am them. That's the pirate organization I'm like a captain with.
You sure are. Good job, buddy.
Sorry.
Way to align yourself with assholes.
They hate me now again. It's fine.
Okay, good job. Now, something to keep in mind is that back then, the Blackwater Raiders were operating Booty Bay on behalf of the Steamweedle Cartel. They didn't actually separate from the Steamweedle Cartel until Mayor Noggenfogger took over Steamweedle. And possibly sometime during Cataclysm is what's believed. But as of now, Blackwater and Steamweedle are still actually pretty friendly with each other. So that's cool.
Yeah.
A little background there.
Yeah.
Speaking of Steamweedle, would you like to read that?
Steamweedle. Okay.
Mayor Noggenfogger is the trade prince of this cartel. Steamweedle is the oldest and largest cartel in Undermine and has its hand in almost every industry, spanning Azeroth and beyond. But these days, under Noggenfogger, it's all about premium-grade alchemy. Seek out Steamweedle in the Vatworks area of Undermine. Yeah.
What the F was that?
That was a female goblin. It's the best I could do.
That was like some goblin kobold Elmo.
Hey, I didn't say it was good.
Unholy amalgamation of something. It was entertaining, therefore it was good. Thank you, Jin.
See, Blackwater was actually supposed to be a goblin pirate, but the pirate just took over. I tried.
The pirate does take over. There was a couple hints of goblin here. It was sprinkled.
It's really difficult. So that's a sign of someone who actually is like really good at voice acting, is when you can take two accents and smash them together. That's
right.
I haven't learned how to do that yet. It's really hard.
You're better than I am.
Maybe
it was worse.
It's very hard.
It is. Well, Steamweedle is another cartel the players have heard of often. They drove the trolls away from Booty Bay before the First War. And back then, their trade prince allied with Doomhammer's horde. But then after the war, they were like, you know what? Trade's more lucrative if you remain neutral and trade with more people. So they didn't side the horde anymore. They just became neutral. Steamweedle is the one to operate the horde's zeppelins. But they're still neutral. They're helping out everywhere. It's a whole thing. It is believed that Mayor Noggenfogger became the trade prince of Steamweedle around the same time that he became the Baron of Gadgetstan in Cataclysm. And they joined us in Alternate Draenor, where they ran the Ring of Trials, did some archaeology, they built some towns inspired Arrak. And while they claimed to remain neutral, they had spies funneling supplies from Ratchet to the Horde during the Fourth War. Doesn't sound neutral to me. Maybe it's just a group of them. I don't know. But they also economically butted heads with the Bilgewater at the time.
Yeah, that.
They're buddy-buddy with Blackwater, but Bilgewater? Wrong kind of water.
I mean, I don't think anyone is, like, any cartel is ever truly buddy-buddy, because it's all, you know, they're trying to, like, win each other over in the realm of economics, and so, yeah.
Well, yeah. At the end of the day, sure.
Yeah,
but there's someone could be more buddy-buddy with others, like Blackwater and Steamweedle.
Yeah, that's just because...
thing going.
Yeah, they're just not operating in, like... you know, the same particular, you know, venture at the time. Speaking of venture.
Speaking of venture, would you like to introduce us to Venture Co?
Sure. Okay. I got nothing. Some may take issue with the ways the venture company acquires its resources, but no industry can run without materials. You want nice? Find a book club. You want to build something? Venture Company has what you need. While they lack a top goblin, Grimla Fizzle Crank, keeps things in order. The Venture Company is located in the Heaps and Undermine. The Heaps? Ugh. That doesn't sound like
where the garbage is.
Yeah, that's probably where the garbage is. I mean, that's why it was in the commercial. Why are you showing the garbage? Yeah.
The Heaps.
The Heaps
of garbage.
Heaps.
So this is the cartel that was often seen as the bad guys since they were known for plundering Azeroth's natural resources. They operate in many different areas on Azeroth, so they've been seen by us players often. We've had plenty of quests to be like, hey, go take out the Venture people over there. They're doing bad things. Happens a lot.
They're usually the ones that are always operating the shredders, aren't they?
Yeah, the shredders, the drill, you know, oiled rigs and all of that. Yep.
Well, how many times have you heard that explosion sound effect of the shredder? You know, it's like...
Right.
it's about a bajillion times.
They're the only cartel that does not have a trade prince leading them. They've only traded with shady groups. They were the ones to organize Love is in the Air event to cover up the Crown Chemical Company's evil doings, and were attacked again, often by us, when we were trying to stop their destructive operations. During the Fourth War, they struck a deal with Bilgewater's Gallywicks to refine Azerite for him. But Venture's leader at the time, Mogul Razdunk, backed out of the deal. Gallywicks sought revenge. Razdunk, if that's how you say it, why not, set out to get his own Azerite in an attempt to elevate himself to trade prince status. We went into his base of operations, aka the dungeon, the Motherlode, and took him out. And there is a little Niffin pocket of quests in Ashkahet over in Marl. There's two M's there. It's awkward. Marl. If you haven't done them yet, go do them. It's just a fun little thing. But Venture Company tunneled into Ashkahet from the Undermine. And we go there with Gazlo and help the Niffin and do a whole thing. So if you haven't done that in the next few weeks, maybe go do it, because maybe that's going to come into play. I don't know.
Maybe I should probably go check that out. I don't think I've done. Yeah, I haven't seen no Niffin. In fact, I was like, wait, who's the Niffin again? Oh, yeah. Smelly. They're the smelly folk.
How could you forget the Niffin?
Well, you know, you forget that really boring patch.
There's some good stuff in there, but I get it.
My gosh, I have to admit, I was unaware. Like, if you had quizzed me, like, who was behind the Love is in the Air event, I'd have been like, well, it's obviously Goblin, but I didn't, because, you know, the whole, what was that guy's name? The Petal Foot or whatever, you know, the Cupid. The Goblin Cupid. I was like, well, it's a Goblin-esque, but I didn't know it was the Venture Company just trying to hide the shady dealings of the Crown Chemical Company. Like,
true, it was, but it also makes sense.
It's freaking hilarious, like, too. That they're like, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of people that like to complain that Valentine's Day is nothing but a holiday, you know, they were like, oh, we're just making it up because we're just trying. It's like a Hallmark company made it up, basically, is what I'm alluding to. But that's funny. It's just funny that the Venture Company's like, oh, let's make up a holiday. And people go with it. And that's so funny.
Right.
I love it.
It's good. It's good. Now, this article does allude to a fifth cartel, but doesn't sit here and say, the fifth cartel is blah, 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 blah.
It's the fifth old god.
Just like the fifth old god's or goblin cartel?
Mm-hmm. Oh, is there, and it's like the five lanterns, the five keys. Yep.
This whole time, the five lanterns has been five cartels of goblins.
We found it.
Sure, why not?
We figured it out.
Did it. Hooray. I think it's probably going to be the Dark Fuse, because the Dark Fuse is mentioned in the description for the Incontinental Hotel. It talks about how it's not full of the nasty Dark Fuse thugs. And in the description of this article for the dungeon, which we're going into in a second, it also mentions the Dark Fuse. So I'm guessing the fifth cartel is a Dark Fuse, but again, there's no, like, that's just pieces put together from this article. I do not know that for sure.
Okay. Sounds like it might be the Dark Fuse, though. Gotta get them.
Possibly.
Stop them.
So we do also get a quick little introduction to our dungeon, Operation Floodgate. Now, I did not find like an official adventure guide yet, but this article does have a description for it for us, for you to read.
Oh, for me? Okay. It is in purple, so that's me talking.
That
time.
Is you, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's a race against time to stop the Dark Fuse Adventure Company from blowing up a dam to smithereens that would flood the Rain Deeps. Yeah, that'd be bad. Two significant areas make up Operation Floodgate, the Waterworks and the Grid. And you must pull out all the stops to bring the hurt to some pesky goblins. Wait, that's me. But before you go, grab the Operation Floodgate Disposing of the Garbage quest from Pax Top Skimmer. Yeah,
whoever he is.
That's the concierge of the Incontinental Hotel.
I forgot. Okay. Yeah. Go to the Incontinental Hotel, have some breakfast, and then go to Operation Floodgate. Yep. Disposing the garbage.
Yes. Now, we do also have some bosses. Jin, do not look at this page.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to read it.
Okay.
Okay. You're not looking, right?
Nope. I'm not looking.
Okay. Ready for the name of the first boss?
Sure. Yeah. I'm here for it.
This is when I was like, Jin can't react. I can't look at it. I need a reaction.
Okay.
The name of the first boss, Big Mama.
Big Mama?
Yes.
What?
I don't know what the mama stands for, but it's Big Mama.
It's M-O-M-M-A, but with like the M, the dot, period.
Yep.
O, uh-huh. Period, M, period. Okay.
Yep. So it is a prototype mech codenamed Big Mama,
mm-hmm.
piloted by Silva Stratospark, has been deployed to the waterworks as operational security in service of Gallywix's scheme. The mech boasts a dizzying array of communication equipment bolstered by the Dark Fuse's Black Blood experiments.
Oh.
So there we go.
Fancy.
We've also learned the Dark Fuse is experimenting with Black Blood.
Don't do that. That's not good. Don't do that.
Right? Right. All right. Up next. It's just Big Mama that I was excited about. It's really just me being easily amused, I think. I heard that and I laughed out loud. I'm like, I need Jin to react to this because it's Big Mama.
Big Mama. Isn't that a movie? Big Mama's? I don't know. I think it was.
Mama's House or something like that? I don't know. All right. Next up we have, and there are some like, they're kind of cool. It's really Big Mama is what I'm here for.
Oh, okay.
But we have Demolition Duo, as you do with goblins. It's Kiza Quick Fuse and Bront, B-R-O-N-T, Bront. Are the venture company Brains and Brawn duo contracted by Gallywix to implement the explosive restructuring of the waterworks dam. Kiza, so there we go, we kind of get an idea here what Gallywix is up to. Kiza thrives off wanton destruction, while Bront thrives off cleaning up the remnants left in her wake.
So all I'm hoping for at this point is that this demolition duo says something along the lines of,
do you want to tell Gallywix that the stomper has stopped stomping?
I would be so happy. Oh, that was a great fight.
That's like probably number one, like for comedic effect raid fight. It stuck with me. Like nothing has topped.
Yeah.
Nothing has topped Hans and Franz. It's just, it was a good fight.
Yeah, yeah. So here we're also kind of learning, all right, so Gallywix is working with the Dark Fuse, and Gallywix is apparently working with some of the venture company. But we're going to work with some of them too, apparently, because they're one of the cartels we get to choose from, I believe.
Sure, yeah.
So it makes sense.
Yeah.
They swing both ways, whatever.
Oh, they absolutely do. I've killed plenty.
The highest bidder.
I have killed plenty of venture company in my day, so the fact that they're going to even allow me to work with them, and like my reputation hasn't followed me around, where they're like, he's killed a lot of us.
Right?
A lot of us. So much so that the shredder explosion sound effect haunts his dreams still.
So. Yep. All right, next up we have Swamp Face.
Swamp Face.
It's literally called Swamp Face.
That just sounds like a cheesy mobster movie like nickname. Like,
oh yeah, for sure. And I love it.
Was it like,
Swamp Face.
I think it was Dick Tracy that was like Pizza Face.
Yeah. I'm a good pizza face.
I don't know. It's just stupid names like that is what it reminds me of.
Well, it says buried beneath the riverbed at the waterworks lies a hibernating beast. Amidst the commotion around the dam, Swamp Face awakens and emerges from the mud in a groggy rage to squash the first thing that moves. Swamp Face.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm going to be pretty easily amused by this whole patch. And last up, we have Giesel Gigazap. Gigazap.
Gigazap. All right.
Giesel Gigazap.
Giesel Gigazap.
Giesel. I don't know what kind of name Giesel is, but
it's a name.
At the heart, it's a name. It's a name indeed. At the heart of the waterworks dam, the electric mastermind, Giesel Gigazap, siphons power for, quote, the project. All in caps, the project. When he is cornered, and Gallywix's secret plans have nearly come to a halt, Gizo reroutes the power headed to the Endermine. To himself!
Okay, so he's rerouting. So it's like Malagos, but if this was a goblin. Got it.
Yeah.
He's just rerouting the power.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Giga zap. That's a good. Oh, that does make sense that it would be he'd be dealing with electrical stuff. His name's Giga Zap.
Yep. Yeah, it makes sense. So here we see that there is the project, all in caps.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we do dungeons before we do, like, usually, like, story-wise. It's, we do the dungeon, and then it leads to the raid or something like that. So in here, Gigazap is siphoning power for the project. But when he's cornered, and Gallywix's secret plans have nearly come to a halt. So something's going, like, there's some project, some secret plans, and then something's going to happen, so it nearly comes to a halt before we even enter the raid. Which I find interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't care. Gigazap, he reroutes it to himself. We kill him, whatever.
Yeah.
But just, you know, it's just the whole, like, what you up to there, Gallywix?
Yeah, I mean, maybe he just wanted cheap power. Maybe that's what he wanted. Maybe his electric bill. I mean, have you experienced, like, the electric rates right now are getting, they're going up. They're up there. So I can see how he's like, you know what? That hydroelectric sounds like a good idea. Like, I could use some of that myself. Because, I mean, look at that. The Galagio? Like, that's got to be a big-ass electric bill. Like, that's...
Absolutely.
So, yeah, maybe that's what the project is. It's like pair power company. Like, I don't...
I feel like this, the project, is not just getting power for the Galagio. I think it's whatever Gallywix is up to.
Sure, yeah.
Down here with the Dark Fuse experimenting on Black Blood and... Gallywix is up to something, and Zaltas somehow plays into all of this, or somehow we continue our pursuit of her during all this. So at this point, kind of wrap up here a bit, how are we feeling about Undermind? What do we think the project is, and how is Zaltas going to play into all of this?
I'm very, very excited for Undermind. Sounds like a great patch. Looking forward to it. The drive system sounds really cool, and all of this crazy crap with the goblins and get to know more about it. Just everything about it just sounds awesome. What the project, I don't know what the very project is. I mean, we first mentioned the project. My mind went to the weirdest of places. Just the strangest.
Ooh, Where did it go?
They're back in, I want to say the 90s, maybe? There was a show called The PJs. And the opening line of the theme song was Once Upon a Time in the Projects. So, the plural. Right. So I think that's what kind of like PJs is kind of like projects. Right?
Okay.
So,
yeah. Okay.
So that's where my mind went. So it's like, is the project, he's doing some like rent control apartments or something like that turn into the project. Is that what's happening here? No, because it's not plural. So that's not what happened. So like I said, my brain was just like, whew. It was like, it went some places. It went all sorts of places. Well, what is in fact the project? I don't know. Clearly, it's probably some Zaltath, you know, blibbity blobbity, because, you know, we now know that Zaltath's going to show her silly little face and her feet, probably, of course. And
oh, for sure. For sure.
It's going to be like, kiss my toes.
I mean, I could see Gallywix kissing her feet. Like, let's be honest.
Please, no. Don't do that. Don't put that in the cutscene or anything. I don't want to.
I'm going to laugh so hard if we do it.
No, thank you. That's not what I had. No. Anyway, the project is probably like, oh, phenomenal cosmic power for Daltath. And Gallywix is going to be like, and I have lots of money. money. So, yeah, that's probably what the project is. Operation Make Gallywix Richer. Because that's the thing about billionaires. They want more. They're never true. It's never enough. Why?
No.
Why isn't it enough, people? I don't understand. I couldn't spend that much money in not one lifetime or any lifetime. I don't get it. But they want more because they're greedy little shitheads that someone should. So yeah, I don't get it. That's probably what the project is. It's Gallywix doing terrible things and. And we're going to pull a Luigi on Gallywix and put a stop to him. So, yeah, that's what's going to happen.
All right.
Well, that's what we're going to do. I don't know what his project is, though. Something to do with Zaltath. I don't know.
You ready?
Sure, yeah. What is the project?
While you were talking, I think I figured it out. So Azeroth's warning Rowena about the drilling, right? We know that our new crystallized world soul, whatever fragment we found, Hema soul, goes for like miles deep, right?
Right.
I think Xalatath has contracted Gallywix to drill miles deep and get Hema soul, whatever. And promised him power in witches beyond his wildest dreams or something like that. Or maybe when she's done with it, he can do something. I don't know. She promised him power in riches as she does. Probably saying something about how there's a bunch of gold down there when you mine or something. I don't. But I think it's something to do with that.
Yeah, it probably is. I mean, it makes sense. I mean, why the hell did we go to Siren Isle if not to, like, you know, bring it in?
Right. So there's some kind of reason for it.
It probably is.
I'm going to go with that.
Yeah. In fact, there's probably some, like, crazy thing where it's, like, drill, and, like, Hema soul just, like collapses down into, like, where the undermine is. Like, oh, it'd be kind of cool if they did that. We'll see, though.
Yeah.
Kind of curious how it's going to play. It's going to happen.
Me, too. Well, do you have any other thoughts on Undermined or Goblin Shenanigans or any of this business?
Billionaires shouldn't exist. That's the only thought I have. You may have $999,000 billion, but as soon as you hit billion, nope. Tax rate suddenly hit 100%. Can't have it anymore. Nope. Just not allowed to have it. Nope. That's it. That's my only thoughts at this point.
All right, well, why don't we go ahead before you and I both start spiraling and start wrapping things up?
Yeah, I could do that. Because, hey, everyone, it's the part of the show where we say a quick thank you to all the patrons that support the show and keep it going. Yeah. If you would like to join their ranks and support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/livelaughlore. Yeah, find out more about that soon, too. Yeah, good shit. Okay, no new patrons this week. However, we'd like to say a quick thank you to all of our patrons, as well as a super duper special shout out to all of the top patrons that have gone above and beyond and are they're awesome people. That's all I'm saying. They're just awesome people. And that top patron list is Harlow, Broter, Zero, Lexarans, Shalil, Nickelobre, Craig Limals, Deathlord Wriggleminus, Aspect of the Night Dragonflight. Yeah, I got you. Nadu Night Warrior, Mud, Aphodon, Dungeon Master Burke, and Mike Smith. Thank you so much to each and every one of you. You are just fantastic. And just seriously, all the patrons.
Thank you.
You're just awesome. Thank you.
Stories. There's nothing in the world more powerful than a good story.
We like to end every episode on a positive note. It's very much needed these days. This story actually comes from a good friend of mine. We've been friends for almost 15 years at this point. I taught both her daughters in preschool, and I've watched them grow since they were just a twinkle in their mama's eyes. Now, the oldest one, how old is she now? 10?
Oh, no.
11? They're getting old, and it really throws me off because they're not old. They're still my babies, so I don't get it. But anyways, the oldest one's class was chosen to participate in a student-led community service program. It's operated by the Benjamin Project, who donates $100 per team of students for them to basically do good in the community. It could be run a bake sale to raise even more money for the community, to buy teachers school supplies for the homeless, donate to different charities, things like that. It's the students get to pick what they're going to do, and they get a chance to lead and learn independently from start to finish of the whole thing, and while making a difference in their community and learning and experiencing that firsthand, which is invaluable. And the team that my friend's kiddo is on decided to make dog beds for a local senior dog rescue. I'm not going to tell you the name of it because then we're going to figure out too closely where I live because that's creepy. But it's a local senior dog rescue. So using the money donated by the Benjamin Project to buy the pillows and fabric. There's this method of sewing where you like tie knots in the fabric instead of having to actually sew it. So that works for, kids to do. And the rest of the money was used to buy pill pockets to donate to the rescue to help dogs be able to take their medications, especially senior dogs. Super important. On top of this, One of the parents of the team that works for a pet company, they donated a ton of stuff as well, such as additional dog beds, toys, food. And then this past weekend, the kids got a chance to go to the rescue, drop it all off, snuggle with the dogs, read to them. They just got this great, amazing experience for doing good in their community. It's a huge help to the rescue. And obviously the dogs got a lot of love. And we in turn get a reminder that there's still hope for humanity. And there's people out there teaching their kids to do these great, positive, kind things. It's fantastic.
This picture is adorable, by the way. Like, super freaky.
Yeah, I'm not going to show the world because I do not have permission to show. But, like, that's the oldest daughter right there, right?
Very cute.
She's
the dog is
my buddy.
Too. Look at that.
Oh, yeah, the dog. It's a pit bull. I think it's a pit bull.
Yeah, but, looks like it to me.
Big old belly, but it's like a senior. It's like a little bit older and just leaning against her. It's super cute. Also, she's turning into a tall gamer and I'm here for it. And I'm so proud of her. But she just started playing Zelda. It's so cute.
That's a good starter.
Yeah, it's a good starter. So anyways, yeah, just, you know, it just feels good to know that there's still some good stuff happening out there in communities like this.
Yeah, that's pure beautiful. I always love to hear little things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Be happy.
Good stuff.
That is good stuff.
Yeah.
Look at that doggy.
That's a happy doggy. You can almost see it smiling.
Well, it's sitting like people, too. I like it when dogs sit like
it people. It is. Sitting like people.
It's the best.
Just leaning against her.
They think they're people. And I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to Live, Laugh, Lore. If you have a topic or a question you'd like us to discuss, send us an email at livelaughlorecast@gmail.com. If you want to support us on Patreon, you can do so by going to patreon.com/livelaughlore, and you can keep the show going for as little as $1 an episode. You can watch Allie live on Twitch Sunday nights over at twitch.tv/AllieAndres, and you can watch Jin Monday nights at twitch.tv/JinsJoint. You can also follow the show on Twitter at live_laugh_lore. You can follow Jin on Twitter at JinsJoint, and you can follow Allie at AllieAndresK. Meanwhile, be kind and take care.
I have hit the go button to go with the go and go. Going. Gone?
Gone?
I don't know.
Go, it's going, going, gone? Is that like a home run thing?
I don't like know. My sanity. That was really lame. We're off to a good start tonight. It's good.
Yeah.
Real good.
Yeah, really good. Really good. Just like our sanity. Yep. Our sanity is in a good shape.
So good. It's so good right now. Let me tell you, it's so good.
So good. So good right now.